A new book that actually did get published is called Free Culture. Our critic David Kippen says it's a fascinating window into the battle over when, if ever, works of art should become public domain.
If Congresswoman Mary Bono gets her way, someday legislators will extend copyrights all the way to forever less one day. They would extend the rights forever, except that a little piece of intellectual property called the Constitution says that copyrights can only be granted for a limited time. So why should we, or anybody else besides the author of the bracingly indignant new book, Free Culture, care about this? We should care because creativity, like evolution, advances by adaptation. Unfortunately, according to the author, copyright legislation advances the same way. The framers of the Constitution adapted a pre-existing British law and limited the original American copyright term to 14 years. But Congress has been extending it ever since. In just the last four decades, American law has extended the term of copyright 11 times, to as long as 95 years. Enter Stanford legal scholar Lawrence Lessig, who last year challenged the constitutionality of the Sonny Bono Copyright Term Extension Act of 1998 in a widely watched case before the Supreme Court. The most engaging parts of Lessig's closely argued but conversationally written book cover his mea culpa for blowing that case. He discusses what he should have done, what he claims the justices were all but begging him to do if only he hadn't been too pig-headed to notice. He says he should have demonstrated that the Bono Act was not only unconstitutional, but actively harmful to the continued vitality of American culture. Entertainment conglomerates like Fox and Disney, and lobbyists for the movie and recording industries, counter that the internet age demands tougher copyright laws. Expertly, Lessig takes this industry rebuttal apart piece by piece, though never without the relentless self-questioning and well-chosen historical examples that are his trademark. The most infuriating passages in Free Culture make the connection between the politicians who carry water for the media companies and the enormous campaign contributions those politicians accept from those same companies. But it really shouldn't have taken any questionable political contributions to bring Mary Bono's own conflict of interest to light. According to Wired magazine, the widow of Sonny Bono and his other heirs earned as much as $1.2 million in royalties from his copyrighted songs in 2002 alone. Free Culture is an object lesson in just how far logic can carry a smart thinker if he starts with the right theorem. In Lessig's case, that theorem is so old that we can be grateful nobody's tried to copyright it yet. Deep Throat immortalized it as follow the money. More commonly, we encounter it in the perennially useful question, who benefits? The version most relevant to the Copyright Term Extension Act is probably the one invoked over the centuries by such diverse minds as Cassius, Cicero, and V.I. Lenin. In English, it goes, for whom is it advantageous? But the original Latin says it best. Qui bono?
The book is Free Culture by Lawrence Lessig, and David Kippen is the book critic of the San Francisco Chronicle.